The people who call themselves Nye and Taryn met 2 years ago at a goth picnic in Asheville's Riverside Cemetery.
We decided we should have a meeting to see whether or not we were psychopaths. And so we picked a neutral location, which now lives forever as the Waffle House of Friendship, so that we could get to know each other and decide whether we wanted to be friends. And it was like a fire started.
That fire, as Taryn put it, has resulted in an artistic achievement astonishing in its breadth and ambition. Vacant Arcadia is a musical theater opus airing online, in sound only, over 10 episodes spanning about 5.5 hours. The musical is available online starting March 18th through a company called Holophonic Theater.
Every new hand and eye and lung slowly, inevitably will succumb. Living is what's eating me alive.
Living itself is a spree for me. The party keeps me free. Every time I smoke or snort or dose keeps the pain from getting too close.
Taryn, who is 41, wrote most of the dialogue. Nye, who is 19 years younger than Taryn, composed the music. Both use they and them pronouns, and prefer using names they're known by within the goth community rather than their birth names. The pair cast 7 performers from more than 100 who auditioned from around the world, most of them drawn by a TikTok video call for performers that attracted more than 15,000 views. Up to that point, Taryn's writing experience was confined to poetry, short stories, and a one-act play. Nye earns a living as an audio engineer for a YouTuber and had never formally composed music before. The notion for the show foretold the writing of it, all from middle-of-the-night sessions, sometimes all-nighters, during the pandemic.
It was probably on some level of sleep deprivation, and it was definitely at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, so it definitely was at 3 a.m. But at the same time, I like to think that both Taryn and myself are kind of terrifying creative forces that will commit to very intense ideas and actually follow through with them. It just seemed, why not, you know? Like, we both have the capacity to create really crazy, crazy things.
While the show features queer characters and queer culture at its foundation, Taryn and Nye built the show around characters they found interesting and figured out the overarching story only deep into the writing process. The show explores identity, addiction, and personal transformation amid critical illness.
Death has left me far less than human. Every soul in stitch pushes you away. Images of hospitals and long nights. Your face setting deeper into decay.
Being someone that is on the LGBT spectrum or whatever, we don't always get representation in media and get to have that sense of community in a normal way. So we wanted to present something where it was normal.
The point of the play is not to have a platform for queerness. The point is to tell a really good story in a queer space.
The real story is the friendship Taryn and Nye found in each other, despite nearly 2 decades difference in age, cemented over sunset to sunrise marathons of smoking, talking, and writing.
I don't want to say that Nye wasn't my best friend before we got into this, but they definitely were my best friend afterwards.
We're just both really crazy artistic people, and we get absolutely electric around each other, and both of us share that feeling. So when we're in the same space together, nothing but crazy and amazing things could happen, right?
Taryn and Nye say their next show is on the horizon. What it's about awaits more dead of night conversations. I'm Matt Pykin, BPR News.